Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, de-stressing holiday stress or breaking the Grinch rules. Well, folks, Santa Claus is coming to town, and this can be a stressful time even if we haven't been naughty, even for us goody two-shoesers. So how about we take the stress out this year? Okay. What makes stress stress, anyway? The uncontrollable, unpredictable, and potentially painful, costly, or dangerous gives us the heebie-jeebies. And being unrealistic about our time, energy, and money budget spoils the eggnog, too. So what to do? First, let's give the gift of being honest with ourselves and accept that a lot of trouble starts with our unwritten rules for how we have to celebrate, and instead know we can choose a new, less stressful holiday if we want. Then, think back over the last few festivities we've had. What have we done to exceed reasonable limits of time, money, and energy? Let's use me as an example. Did I wait until the last minute to arrange who to invite so I missed them rather than enjoyed their company? Yep. Wait too long to write my cards, and too long to buy presents or even make my own list, clean the house, buy the tree, and get the fixings from the attic? Yes, 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 yes. Did that make things unpredictable and out of control? Yep. Got to the bookstore, and old reliable best short stories of the year was sold out, as were the two CDs for stocking stuffers. That cost lots of time running around searching desperately? Yep. And end up with buying things that got the polite, ooh, thank you, and make for a painfully late night wrapping presents so I was tired and cranky instead of perky and puckering under the mistletoe? Yep. Did I booze too much and make everyone else miserable? No. And didn't serve too much to anyone else either, which kept the twinkle in everyone's eyes. So I got that one right. So, reindeer head Rich, this year let's break the can't start Christmas until after Thanksgiving rule and the one it has to be bigger than we can manage, otherwise the family won't feel loved. Those are Grinch rules. And let's keep the no drunken elves one and plan for a holiday that fits our real life. That feels like a gift already. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Happier holidays, everyone.